Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, indigenous people, past, present, and future. Thank you for welcoming the PNC team to your beautiful land. I'll be speaking on the challenges and the opportunities in rolling out our PNC national STI and HIV strategy. Our strategy is as I've mentioned, it's a five-year strategy, 2018-2022. I think we are in the second year of implementation of the strategy. It has been done through the collaboration of the National Department of Health, as well as the National AIDS Council, with support from all our partners. This photo just showing us the launching of the strategy, and this is our Prime Minister, the current Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, PNG, with the Health Minister. We also have Regional Director Murphy for UNH, our Deputy Secretary, and our Director for the National AIDS HIV Council Secretariat. So this was launched at the Parliament House, and the Prime Minister has given his full support for our current strategy. So it's going on to a bit on the strategies, the vision of the National STI, HIV, and HIV Strategic Plan 2018-2022. All people in PNG are able to protect themselves from HIV and AIDS and STIs. And all people with HIV and AIDS and STIs are able to access the treatment and support they need to maximize their health and the health of their families as well. Our strategy components constitute the key indicators, the strategic results, the priority actions, and it's estimated as a budget of $250 million US dollars for the entire five-year implementation of the activities in the strategy. That includes clinical as well as non-clinical components. We have four strategic directions. The first is the management level in terms of resource mobilization at all levels of the health system, followed by strategic information, prevention, and well-being of the PLHIV, and the fourth is environmental, providing a condition environment for the health of the affected population. So this is the summary of, leadership coordination, sustainability, strategic information, prevention, continuum of care, and advocacy, and an enabling environment. Now to the challenges that a few weeks back, last month, the program, national program, with the support of all partners, we have a national HIV and AIDS STI summit where we were able to get together with the partners to look back and see where we are in our strategy in the last 1 year or so, identifying the gaps and the challenges that we have, who is doing what and what is being put in to support the strategy. So we have identified some priority areas in the challenges that we face, and inconsistent supply of HIV and STI drugs, test kits, condoms, and other commodities relating. And this relates to our first strategic direction, which relates to leadership coordination and sustainability. This challenge is in way related to the gaps that we have. We have high rates of HIV drug resistant, and emerging STI drug resistant as well. And I guess this is a major held a concern for us neighboring countries as well. We have a high mother-to-child transmission, vertical transmission, I lost to follow up, as well as the HIV screening for TB patients and a low eye uptake. This has been addressed at the national level, reaching the Prime Minister as well as the Health Minister. So the government has committed itself to supporting and addressing the gaps that have been identified in implementing the strategy. The second challenge is the high levels of stigma and discrimination that relating to prevention, continuum of care, as well as advocacy, enabling environment, which is in the strategic direction, direction 20. So the opportunities that we have from the summit, we've identified that our new government, this is about a couple of months old, has a great commitment to making PNG a better country, and that's the commitment from the Prime Minister himself, being able to support the strategy as well as improving, making sure there is enough the constant supply of HIV and STI communities. We have a good partnership with donors and developing partners in the country through our STI HIV TWG. The revamping of NEXT, NEXT is as the primary function of NEXT is prevention. For the last 5 years or so, there's been changes in NEXT, but now we are getting back on track with NEXT, and that's an opportunity for us to work together in terms of addressing the prevention activities. We have a strong strategic information team that should be able to make statistics available for us. In view of the high resistance of, we have revised our HIV care and treatment guidelines as well as the sexual health STI standard management, which will be soon rolling that out as well as scaling up to other provinces down to the health facilities. We have able to develop a HIV patient database that's reached out to almost 90% of all the capturing all 90% of our HIV population in all the big ART clinics, and that will soon be linked to our merged to our ENHIS, which is currently being developed by the National Health Department. We have a restructuring of the provinces where we have a provincial health authority. This will be the vehicle that we'll be using more to implement our STI HIV strategy. We've started negotiation as well with the provincial health authority to make a full commitment to implement our STI HIV strategies in the provinces. So these are the opportunities that we thought we can ride on to really address our challenges that we have in implementing our strategies. We are almost second year into the strategy, and I think we have identified what we need to do in terms of addressing the gaps as well as getting the support from partners and as well as other agencies. Thank you. I would like to again thank the organizers of this conference and for inviting and supporting the PNC team that are here with us. Thank you.